Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
Well, welcome to week two of Goliath Must Fall, the story of David and Goliath. Just let me hit the pause button right here. This is so much bigger than just a teenage boy taking down a giant. This is a picture of Jesus taking down sin and death. Amen to that, everybody? We're talking about some spiritual giants. And as we get ready to talk about spiritual giants, today we're going to deal with the first one, and that's fear. We're going to talk about four more in the next few weeks, but we're talking about some giants. Listen, everybody, that Jesus has already taken down. Amen. And while we're talking about giants, I've been diagnosed with a fear of giants. It's called a fee-fi-phobia. That was bad, wasn't it? I used to have a major fear of speed bumps as well, but I'm slowly getting over it. Reuben is shaking his head down front like, get him off the stage now. Hey, the giants we're talking about in this series are really enemies of the soul. Things that invade our lives that don't belong. Things that control us. Maybe some bondage. Maybe some thought that plagues our mind. Maybe it's sunk its teeth into your mind and you can't get past it. I don't care who you are. Everybody in the room has dealt with or deals with some giant. What are you talking about, Russ? Well, I'll tell you. A spiritual force that seems to stand there day after day, haunt you and taunt you. Just like Goliath did. For 40 days, he came out of the Philistine camp. He said, I defy the armies of Israel. Send out a man to fight me. If I win, you will be our subjects. If he wins, we will be yours. Every day, twice a day, Goliath would come out of the camp and taunt the Israelites. Somehow, the giants that we have, they don't just come in a day, but over and over they say to us and they scream in our ear, you're not going to win this fight. Things are never going to change. You're going to have to deal with me the rest of your life. But I come to tell you, the devil is a lie. Giants, you see, they don't just demoralize you. They diminish God's glory in your story. And I believe that God is serious about being glorified in our lives. Could I get an amen to that? God is serious about being glorified in our lives. God's plan was never for us to cohabitate with these giants. Giants of fear or rejection or addiction or anger or comfort or bitterness or any of the giants. It never was God's plan for us to cohabitate. I believe God calls us to walk in faith and victory. Can I get an amen? Somebody say faith and victory. I believe God is too big for us to spend our life in defeat. In Scripture, the command we're given the most, more than any other command in all the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, fear not, do not be afraid. Take courage, take heart, over and over and over again. It's repeated more than any other command. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Why is that? Because I believe that the giant of fear affects more people in more ways than any other giant we'll talk about. Let me ask you a question. Anybody ever dealt with fear in your life? Come on, just be honest. This is a safe place. Anybody ever dealt with fear? I don't think there's one of us that haven't at some time or another haven't dealt with this giant of fear. Let me talk to you about this giant before we get to the solution. Fear is caused, now walk with me. Fear is caused when our source of security is not strong enough to sustain us. Where does fear come from? Fear is caused when our source of security is not strong enough to sustain us. Let me give you an example. Let's say that your source of security is the stock market. It took a 600-point dive last week. It's not strong. When it's not strong enough to sustain you, you will at some point panic. Help me, somebody. So you see, when your source of security is not strong enough to sustain you, at some point you will enter the arena of panic. Or let's go from the stock market and money, maybe to your health. You know, a lot of people are scared to go to the doctor because they have these symptoms, and they don't go because they're scared of what the doctor will say. I'd like to tell you that everybody here is going to live forever, but the real deal is our health fails. And if our source of security is in our bodily health, we will always live in panic, wondering when the next pain is going to attack us. If our source of security is a relationship, you have based your life on something that is shifting sand. Because how many know? Some people come and some people go. Some people come into your life for a reason and some for a season. But if you put your security in another person, let me tell you, you are set up for a panic attack. See, fear is caused when the source of our security is not strong enough to sustain us. Fear. We deal with a lot of those fears. A marriage failing. Is my marriage going to last? Or will my job last? Will the company be sold? Will it be acquired by someone else? Don't put your security in your employer. Fear of not getting the approval of others. Some live for the approval of others. And when we get rejected by them, we panic. Fear. We have a fear of not being liked. Social media is sending anxiety through our young people and older ones alike. Pastor Ruben and I started talking about mental health on my radio show, Conversations with Russ. We're going to talk about it again this coming Thursday, and maybe even another one because this is Mental Health Month. There are people who live with anxiety wondering how many likes they're going to get on their Instagram post or their Facebook page. But a friend of mine, Pastor Sammy Rodriguez, said this, and I'll quote him, "You are not defined by the likes of many, but the love of one." Amen to that. We have fear of leading. But you know what I believe? I believe, and I want you to hear me, and I'm not just saying this to hype the crowd. I believe with all my heart, this church is teeming with leaders. Potential leaders. To rise up and take your place. I believe this church is teeming with people who are gifted to serve. But fear paralyzes us. We're afraid to lead. Someone may not follow. We're afraid to serve because we may get criticized or fear of not being good enough or getting the approval of others. I believe this church is teeming with leaders and servants. And I believe that there's nothing God calls us to do that we can't do if we would rise up above fear. Amen. There's the fear of not being good enough or the fear of dying. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you know what the number one fear is in all of humanity? The fear of public speaking. You know what the second fear is? Dying. You know what that tells me? People are more afraid of a podium than a casket. What up with that? Fear is suffocating. Fear is like a fog settling in and spreading itself over everything. Fear is a hell of hopelessness. And this giant of fear has to fall. Fear is a thief. And it's going up on the screen. Fear is a thief. It will rob you of your peace of mind. When the disciples were on a boat one day and walk with me, the Bible says a very powerful storm arose, so the waves were beating into the ship and the boat was filling up with water. How many of you know it's a bad day when your boat is filling up with water? And the disciples, Maddie, went into full-blown panic mode. And you know what? Jesus was in the boat. Could I just tell you there is no reason to panic when Jesus is in the boat? Could I, you know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, But I do know that there's no reason to panic when Jesus is in the boat. And so they run to him, and when they see that bailing water isn't going to help, and they said something to him that always staggers me. They said, "Master," they went and woke him up. "Master, don't you care? Master, don't you care that we're about to die?" Fear had robbed them of their peace of mind. Fear is a thief, and it will rob you of your peace of mind. Jesus stood up and said three words: "Peace, be still." The wind stopped blowing and the waters became like glass. There's power in the word of the Lord. Fear will rob you of your peace of mind. It will steal your next step. Remember when Peter walked on the water? How many remember when Peter walked on the water? Amen, 12 of you. Just playing with you, just playing with you a little bit. Remember when he was walking on the water to go to Jesus? He was taking step after step, but he noticed the wind. He got his eyes off Jesus. He noticed the wind and the waves, and his fear robbed him of his next step because he sank like a rock. Jesus was quick to pick him back up, though. Fear is a thief. It will steal your peace of mind. It will rob you of your next step. Could I just throw this in here, because next Sunday we're going to be baptizing many, many believers. And if you put your faith in Christ, as Pastor Reuben said, your next step is to be baptized. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. People say, "Well, I'm not ready." Somehow we think we've got to reach this level of perfection, or I got to be a little bit more holy, or we're afraid of the water, or afraid of doing it in public, and fear robs you of your next step. Fear is a thief. Fear is a liar. Fear will scream into your ear, "You're not good enough. Your story is not going to end well." Fear is a liar. It will tell you you're not gifted. The church doesn't need you. Fear is a liar. It will tell you if you tithe, you won't have enough. But my God is more than enough. Fear is a thief and fear is a liar. Last one, fear is a paralyzer. Fear has paralyzed more people from fulfilling their God-given destiny than any other giant. It causes us to miss out on God-given opportunities. Fear keeps you stuck in a place you were only designed to pass through. I said fear will keep you stuck in a place you were only designed to pass through. Fear is a thief, it's a liar, it is a paralyzer. And the backdrop of our story is this David and Goliath. Goliath represents sin and death and every dark demon that comes out of hell. You heard Louis Giglio on the screen. He says, "The good news is you are not David." Now watch, in the story of David and Goliath, if we're not David, then who are we? See, David represents Jesus. Goliath represents sin and death. You know who we are? The scared Israelites hiding out in the tent. I know all your life you heard in Sunday school when the teacher put the flannel graph up, you know, "Be David and aim straighter, try harder, be better, take courage, be bold like David." Problem is, the story's bigger than a teenage boy taking down a giant. It's a picture of Jesus taking down sin and death, killing Goliath and everybody who works for him. And Goliath represents sin and death and every other fear, every other phobia, addiction and rejection and anger and bitterness and all of them. He represents it all. And you cannot take him down by yourself. It took Jesus on a cross to take the giant down. So if we're not David and we're not Goliath, I hate to burst your ego or your Christian bubble today, but I'll tell you who we are. We're the scared Israelites hiding out in the tent saying, "My God, he's going to kill us all." I want you to look at verse number 4. Verse number 4 in the story, a champion, everybody say a champion. A champion named Goliath who was from Gath. Wouldn't you hate to be from Gath? Even where Goliath is from is ugly. Gath. Goliath from Gath. He came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 feet cubits in a span. Hold on there. He was 9 feet tall. That's how big that means. And I saw something here too. You see, the Bible calls him a champion, and you don't get to be a champion unless you've had a succession of victories. You don't get to be a champion unless you've got a lot of wins in the column. See, Goliath had a lot of wins. He had a lot of victories, so he was the champion. See, like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, say amen to that. See how they are, Maddie? They say amen to that, but half the stuff I've said, they ain't said nair thing. Talk about the Eagles and they get lit. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl, see, they were champions because they had a winning record. They had a lot of victories. They had a lot of wins. Funny how the giants we face are like champions because they've got a history of winning in your life.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131. Or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.